Joining me in the studio this morning is Superintendent of Monmouth Roseville Schools, Ed Fletcher. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good.
How's it going? You're inching closer to the end of the school year.
Getting closer. It feels a little more normal. Still not normal, but just a little more normal. With activities and sports going on at school. But I think it's just a couple more weeks, and we'll be talking about the end of the school year.
And a lot of sports to balance right now.
Yes, a lot of sports. Some kids are doing two sports at the same time, going from one practice to another. As I told my own son, I said, I'll take this over not being able to participate. So, we'll take the good with the bad, and I don't think you'll get a complaint from any of our student athletes.
Good. Superintendent Fletcher, talk to us a little bit about cases, testing, as well as any quarantining. How are those things going?
Well, we are right now, as of yesterday, we had 81 students in quarantine, two staff members in quarantine, and three current cases in the school district. The numbers trended up for a little while with COVID positive cases. It's down now. We're hoping that it stays that way. As we said early on, that the biggest issue, when we came back full in person was going to be the quarantining. So, and that's kind of played itself out because, you could have one either positive case or one symptomatic student who could take out 10, 15 people at a time. They could take out a whole athletic team, there have been days when we've quarantined up to 40 kids, but that's the, that's the nature of the beast right now. We walked into this with our eyes open and we knew that could be the case. In regards to testing, something that the board did approve last night was shield testing at Monmouth Roseville High School. I was approached by the shield testing folks at the U of I. Both Jeff Whitson and I had looked into it in December, and it just really didn't make a whole lot of sense to do it at that time, just because of the different rules, and we would have to run it ourselves. But a representative reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this at your high school only? But in this case, we'd have a third-party agency collect and transport the samples. So the board voted last night to implement that. We have to test at least half of our student body one time a week, or it doesn't make financial sense for them to utilize us as a site. So the board also voted to mandate that any student in an extracurricular activity will be required to test at least once a week. And it doesn't have to be an active extracurricular activity. It could be if we're in drama, mm-hmm. We're going to test you. We got to get that number up to 250 or more. I'll discuss with them about the possibility of being a community site. And then I'll probably at that point in time, just try to dovetail off of what Monmouth College is doing and maybe do it on alternate days from them. So we'd have, at least some coverage during the week of being a community site. Those are all preliminary discussions that I got to have with the SHIELD folks. So we're excited about that. It's another step of keeping kids safe. We'd be able to do this through December of 2021. I have no idea what's going to happen with the pandemic. I have no idea what's going to happen with coronavirus, but we got to learn to live with it. So until that point in time when it's no longer an issue or we have herd immunity or whatever all those folks say we got to have, we got to learn to live with it.
Okay. And all the way through December 2021, so the first semester is taken care of.
Yep. So we're hoping to, and I'm going to ask to see if they'll do our junior high. I don't know if there'll be funding available, for that, but still, it's, we're trying to do what we can to, in this situation, if we have a symptomatic student and we're able to test them, we could limit the amount of quarantining.
Right.
But you cannot, if your student is a close contact of a positive case, you cannot test out of quarantine or isolation. You can't test out of it. So that'll be something we have to work through communication-wise with our families, because there could be a misconception thinking, I'll just have my kid take this test and he doesn't have to quarantine. But if you are a close contact of a positive case, you can't test out of it.
So, okay.
Talked to the board last night. We were working with the city of Monmouth to install a bioretention basin at our high school parking lot. And the city received notification that grant was approved. So they're going to be starting on that here in the near future. So we're very happy to work with the city on that. I'm very happy that Mayor Davies and City Administrator Lou Steinbrecher reached out, and we're always love to partner with them on different projects to help our city out. I updated the board on the American Rescue Plan, the ESSER 3 funds. We're anticipated to get a little over $3 million in those funds, and as it stands right now, we're looking at continuing our HVAC upgrades because we know how important air movement is, and we have a couple of our buildings that, you know, we don't have updated HVAC systems, so we're looking at doing that and doing an HVAC system upgrade as a part of our 5-year strategic plan, so that the board voted on last year. So it'll just allow us to continue to work on our strategic plan. We have a vaccine clinic actually scheduled for today for our high school students.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, with the requirements now opening up to 16 and over, the Pfizer would be available for your high schoolers.
Yes, well, Moderna, I guess Pfizer for 16 and 17 year olds, and Moderna for 18 and up. I don't know exactly how the health department's setting those up. So far be it for me to say that's exactly what they're going to do, but you know, we send out information to parents, ask for consent. We have about 333 students age 16 and over. I think we have a little over 60 students participating. So, you know, the uptake isn't what I was hoping for, but at the same time, we've offered it. You know, at the end of the day, we want to be able to offer those opportunities for our children. And I'm very, very, very thankful that the health department reached out to both MR and United and said, hey, let's try to make this happen. So,
well, your clinic fell on a day that the news is, you know, full of information about pausing the Johnson & Johnson. So there's a little extra, stuff that's going on.
You know, there's just leeriness all the way around. I get it, you know, from the parents' perspective. I get it from the kids' perspective. And so, you know, far be it from us to judge as to why a person does or doesn't do it. We just feel good about offering it.
Right.
You know, so for those families that want to partake in that, you know, we're happy to offer it to them. We did find out recently that our 8th grade trip to Washington, D.C. is going to be canceled.
Oh, darn.
Yep. You know, so the travel restrictions were too much to overcome. You know, there were just a lot of rules that were going to be in place, which, you know, was going to make it very difficult for our chaperones to be able to work through that at that time. So completely understandable, very sad.
Yeah.
I went on that trip once, and it's a very tiring trip, but such a fulfilling trip. Mm-hmm. I still talk about it to this day, that what a great trip that Mr. Carlson and his staff put together, you know, and Mr. Sikorsky, you know, sending, you know, it's just a great trip. So I'm sad to see it not.
Maybe in the spring. Next year.
Yeah, I hope. I really hope for our incoming eighth graders. Last thing I talked to the board about, and it's kind of a concerning thing that we've seen happen over the last couple of weeks, is, you know, parents sending kids to school knowing that they had COVID symptoms, or knowingly sending them when a person in a household was awaiting a test result. And, you know, that is very, very detrimental for us and kids in our classrooms that, you know, who would have to be quarantined because a parent decides to do that. And, you know, I want to reiterate, if a parent knowingly does that, we will place their kid in remote learning. And we have the ability to place all the kids in a household in remote learning. So we don't like being in that position. You know, no one wants to act like big brother and, you know, try to monitor this. But at the same time, we got to keep people safe. You know, so if you have a symptom, someone in your household has symptoms, and you're wondering if you should call the school, you know, come to school, call the school, call the health department, go get a test, talk to your doctor. There are avenues to, you know, that a parent can work through to make sure that we don't run into an issue where we're quarantining kids at school. It's just simply because of where they sit, because a parent decided to send their kid to school. So, you know, we just want, you know, there's rules, we have to follow them, whether we all agree or disagree with the rules. The rules are there. We're going to follow them.
And you made that clear day one when y'all were deciding to go back full time, because it would affect your quarantine. It's harder to have the distance, the 3 and 6 feet distance, you know, with having no more hybrid, you know, everybody being there full time. So this was one of your concerns, and hoping that parents or caregivers are, you know, being very careful about this so that the less impact on the school district would happen.
A large majority, 99% of parents are doing this. You know, the ones that aren't, you know, I don't know if they understand what it could cause, what it causes for others in the school. And so, and whether it's just keeping a home that day, getting an alternative diagnosis from a doctor, getting a test, waiting for those results, it can
sure.
reduce that, the quarantining quite a bit, or the isolation for, you know, if you end up, you know, getting positive. And we have had some documented cases where, you know, kids had come to a practice, they were still masked up, and they passed COVID. You know, it's, you know, those are real situations that we're dealing with. One of the other things we talked about last night is we recognize our outgoing board members. We have three that are outgoing board members, Nicole Trigo, Anita Sells, and Anita left in December because she moved out of the district, and then Kathy Olson Fraley. You know, Anita served since 2011. Both Nicole and Kathy served since 2015. You know, you talk about people just selfless service to our kids, to our community, to everyone in MR, you know, and we thanked them last night. You know, board members receive no money to do what they do, but they make very, very, very difficult decisions. It hasn't been it's been a roller coaster, you know, ever since my time here, and this is 9 years for me, it's been a roller coaster, but really the rock of the school district are our board members, you know, and we wanted to thank these three board members specifically since they were going off the board.
They do an excellent job, both United, Monmouth, Roseville, you know, Abingdon, Avon, West Central, the districts that we cover. What a challenging last year it has been. And right or wrong, you can't be right or wrong. It's too difficult. But what a great job staying diligent and steadfast and trying to do the right things for all of our board members to have to give up. They give up a lot more time than is normally required typical year.
Until you get on the board, you don't realize how much they get pestered by Ed Fletcher. You know, so, you know, the information that I send out, weekly updates, you know, the information that the questions that they have from people in our community. I mean, they, you know, and then they bring that forth to the administration to try to solve problems. And, you know, kudos to all the board members in the area that are getting off the board, you know, but, you know, I'm biased towards mine.
Sure, sure. You should be.
So,
and you've got other great members. You have Kevin Killey as president, Joe Bratcher as secretary, PJ Brooks, Dan Watson, and Joe Schweitzer as members as well. Who will fill the positions then for Anita, Kathy, and Nicole?
Well, we have Mike Houston. Ran for the board and will be on the board. We'll reorganize April 27th. We will have one open seat that we will post once we reorganize, and then we will be appointing one person to the board. We appointed Joe Schweitzer because Anita was off in December, so we appointed Joe to that position.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Mike Houston for joining the board as well.
Yes. I mean, you know, we have a great board of education. They don't come on with agendas. They're here for our kids. They make tough decisions. And
yes, they do.
You know, I appreciate everything that I appreciate our current board, and I appreciate the members who are going off.
Okay. Real quick, you and I were looking at some of the school related news in our state, and we were looking at the impact of coronavirus on Rock Island Milan. Their school board last night voted to lower their graduation requirements for this year for various reasons in a very large school district. That's not happening. That's not going to be the case at Monmouth Roseville.
No, we are not lowering our graduation requirements. We have mechanisms in place if there are specific situations for specific kids that we can utilize to deal with individual situations. But an across-the-board reduction, that's not something that we're interested in doing or going to do.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want people to know?
Well, I thank our parents during this whole pandemic. I thank our parents for their patience. I thank them for their understanding. You know, I hope they know when we have situations come up in our schools that we're simply following the rules, you know, being good role models for our students. You know, the rules are there for a reason and we have to follow them. You know, whether we agree or disagree with them, we're still following them. So because that's what our charge is and that's what we'll do. And You know, I'm really appreciative of our seniors. I'm appreciative of the TPing I got the other night.
Yes.
I was, I told my son I was very happy to see TP.
Yeah, we moved, so we've got him confused right now.
Ah, but I will say I do thank them because I collected it all before the rain came, and yeah. I'm utilizing it. I got it in my bathroom. I'm like, my son Charlie was looking at me like I was crazy. He's like, what are you doing with that? And I said,
sustainability.
Well, I'm keeping it. I said, I'm not throwing this away. I said, that's going to fill up the landfills. It's going to, Ed Fletcher will take care of it. So I appreciate that. I was sitting there, and when I was talking to him, we were laughing about it. I said, it's just normalcy. Just a little bit of normal. They come, they get my house, they do a great job, and I got a chuckle out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and your seniors will be doing our senior salutes very, very soon, recognizing all of your seniors from the Monmouth Roseville 2021 graduating class.
You talk about a class that's had to deal a lot of adversity, and I wish they didn't have to deal with it. But I know, and my gray beard will tell you that I've lived through a lot of things, and they're going to benefit from this. They will be able to overcome a lot of things in life after dealing with this adversity. So we're very appreciative of them, and we hope to have a good final month of the school year.
Okay. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ed Fletcher with us, Superintendent, Monmouth Roseville School District.